The Miraya Morning Motivation, your first stop of the day for inspiring thoughts and powerful conversations at 6:30 a.m. every weekday with Taurai. Tune in for the Miraya Morning Motivation, Monday to Friday, where all is well.
Thank you for tuning in. You are very welcome to today as we continue with our motivation program. This is Taurai. Let's talk briefly today on 2 days. 2 days. There are 2 days in every week that we should not worry about. 2 days that should be kept free from fear and apprehension. One is yesterday with its mistakes and cares, its faults and its blunders, its aches and its pains. Yesterday has passed forever beyond our control, never to be relived. All the money in the world cannot bring back yesterday. We cannot do a single act we performed, nor can we erase a single word that we ever said then. Yesterday is gone. The other day we shouldn't worry about is tomorrow. Tomorrow is beyond our control. Tomorrow's sun will rise either in splendor or behind a mask of clouds, but it will rise. And until it does, we have no stake in tomorrow, for it is yet unborn. This leaves us only one day. Today. Any person can fight the battles of just one day. It is only when we add the burdens of yesterday and tomorrow that we break down. It is not the experience of today that drives people mad. It is the remorse of bitterness for something which happened yesterday and the dread of what tomorrow may bring. But here are a few concepts to learn from. We have to learn from a man, one man who spoke. And this man spoke and he said, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. One who also went on to say, forget the former things, because you do not dwell on the past. This is what we can say and learn about tomorrow. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough of its own troubles. So don't boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. But the great thing is, this day is the day that you have. It is that day in which you ought to rejoice and be glad and make best out of. That day which yields the opportunities that you have already in front and ahead of you, which therefore, and out of which, and by reason of which, we can say and the old English idiom says, you make hay whilst the sun shines, because this is your moment, and this is your time, today. I want to trust that you and I can turn around our today to have learned from the mistakes that we went through yesterday. We can turn around our today to inspire us, to create, to do, to establish, to build and to make the best that we can with regards to our persuasion of what we perceive tomorrow might bring and yield for us, much as we hope and trust for that best. Today should be our moment. Because it indeed is the opportunity and the time that we have. Let's make the best out of it and seek to enjoy it to the fullest and to be of greater use and of greater service. May I wish you well, even as I leave you enjoying this musical track.
still. And in the glad commotion, Lord, you speak to me. The fishing boats are leaving. The seagulls follow just above the water. I will wait until the sunset brings them home again. Rigging lines and anchors in the harbor.
A song called Traveler.